previously on Bleak Prospect.
He opens this door and you see a stairwell going down into the basement, to the cellars. She's down there, I'm afraid.
What do you mean she's down there? She's alive, isn't she? Tell me she's alive.
They told me they were keeping her in the basement.
I see. And where are they now? Where do we need to get to find them?
They said they were going back to the Hooverville to clean up.
And that's where they go? They just come between here and the Hooverville?
I guess they'll come back here when they're done.
Good.
But I don't know for sure.
And I'll shoot him in the head.
The Apocalypse Players present Bleak Prospect, a Depression-era scenario for Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition by Scott Dorwood from the Nameless Horrors Collection. Starring Dannon McAleer as former socialite Maureen Frayne, Joseph Chance as former businessman Thomas Dolan, and Dan Wheeler as former medical doctor Nathaniel Coombs. The keeper of arcane lore is Dominic Allen. Chapter 9, A Gut Feeling.
He's going to get a psychology roll to see if he notices that coming.
Because he's just told me my daughter's probably dead in a dungeon full of shit, and now I know where they are. Why would we be keeping this piece of... Her daughter is everything to her, and the reason she's kept this gun is exactly for this. It's Charles's gun. Oh, dear. What was it? A psychology? Psychology. I rolled a 90. Yeah.
And what is your psychology?
I don't know, so I guess the standard must be. Right. What's the base?
Base psychology is 10.
Well, you're faster than me, so it wouldn't help if I was to spot something before you anyway.
Also, now I'm double thinking what I wanted to do, but I've already said I'm going to do it.
No, so. It's very strong. It's very strong. Listen, you're only a few inches ahead of me.
I got from that moment we had. There's going to be no love lost over this, whatever.
Well, we'll see. Well, let's see what he does. He's got a gun. He might make some trouble before we get to resolve anything here.
He does not see this coming. So you can give me a firearms roll with a bonus die for proximity.
Okay. That's very good. I'm good with my handgun. It's Charles's, it's my own. Wasn't any point in rolling again. I got a 5.
Fucking hell.
So it's piercing because it's a bullet. So you can roll for damage and add it to the maximum.
So damage is D1D10. Wait, what did you say? Roll for.
Roll your damage. Right. And add it to the maximum that you
can roll. Which is 10.
A 9.
Fuck.
Ooh. 19,
he's dead. Well, unless there's...
You want to describe how you blow him away?
Yeah. I say all this, and I say... Because all that's in my head is my heart is still going palpitating the whole walk there, and then this smell, this wave of the smell overwhelms me. And when he says, your daughter's down there, my heart just stops. It feels like it's not going to beat again, and all I can think of is what on earth is happening down there. And while I'm asking him these questions, I'm just pulling my gun out slowly. And I've just gone cold. I'm already indefinitely insane. So as soon as he answers my last question, I literally say, thank you, Mr. Malloy. And I just put... I literally, in one swift movement, just press it to his temple. And he doesn't have time to react. And his head explodes. Well, the back of it does. Half his face sort of twitches, and then he slumps gradually, bit by bit.
And then as he hits the floor, you see me with the back of his head on my face.
Oh, no. That'd be such a sanity roll.
Well, I think it's going to be a sanity roll.
Be a sanity roll.
You get sprayed. You all get sprayed in blood, that's for sure. And his body then sort of falls and sort of tumbles down the stairs. And you hear it. You hear it go splosh into something. And another waft of
the
smell comes up. This sort of extreme violence is probably not typical for Maureen Frayne.
No.
And it's probably horrendous.
She hunts. She's hunted and stuff. So she's killed.
But not humans.
Not humans, no.
Not in cold blood.
No.
And also I think probably it's quite horrifying to witness.
Not really cold blood, but yeah.
Well. So, a sanity rolls for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yes.
That's a 91. It obviously affects me far more than I expected it to.
I passed my...
Maybe it is because half his face slaps onto the doctor's face. I can't tell who I just shot.
The doctor's oblivious.
Yeah.
Literally, all he knows is...
He's just like, ugh.
Oh, no. What is this? Wipes it away. And all he can see is Maureen's face. Where's Malloy? I'm fine.
He walked into that pink mist.
How did Dolan do?
I passed with 0.8 again on 35.
Nice.
I think there's the initial shock, and then I hear this, and I do make that involuntary no as the body falls, but it's nothing to do with the fact that he's dead. It's the fact that I didn't kill him.
Yeah,
and I've lost his clothes.
Well, do you make a grab for the body?
Well, I was...
As it tumbles away.
I was perhaps going to do that, but I don't know if that's really... I think maybe I've passed my sanity check, so maybe I don't.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you don't. Because it's more sane.
Because it would be more sane to let that weird idea go.
yes, maybe.
So I think there's that moment where his hand is reaching out, and he stood at the top of the stairs, teetering, and then realises... He's okay, enough within the context. And he turns around and he looks at Maureen and sees...
Yes, sees her going fucking nuts. So, at that moment, Maureen, you lose control of yourself. You can't... the chaos of it. Just taking a life like that is weirdly exhilarating. And you can't stop. It starts off as a chuckle, and then you look at the shocked faces of Thomas Dolan and Nathaniel Coombs, and you can't stop laughing. You just start covered in blood.
Oh yeah, properly.
Oh god. So that's going on. What do Thomas and Nathaniel do? She's just laughing in your face now.
I say, she's Maureen? Maureen?
Look after her, Doc. Look after her. And I take the lantern and I just start walking down the step.
Okay.
I follow you.
You start walking down the steps and behind you, Maureen's mad laughter sort of echoes down the stairwell.
I think there's a few... I make it down 5-6 steps and I realise that someone's following me and I look round. Doc, we can't leave her like that.
We've got to find the girl, and she's not capable.
And I'm tearing the sleeve off my coat so I can wrap it around my mouth.
Here, take this. And I give him the lamp, because you don't have a lamp, is that right?
Correct.
I give him the lamp, and I sort of somewhat awkwardly go past him, and I realise how much sort of bits of brain are on his neck, and I sort of instinctively want to wipe it off, but I just sort of raise my hand in a weird way, as if I'm almost warding him off.
Yeah.
As I sort of squeeze past him.
Roscoe's half face that slapped onto his is just hanging off his lapel.
Yeah, so maybe was there a little bit of cheek and... Maybe just the section of the eye. Not too sure.
Yeah.
But thankfully, maybe in the glimmering of the light, of the gloom of the bowel beneath us. And I head back towards her.
So you're heading back, and Nathaniel Coombs is heading down.
Well, I'm now sort of waiting for Dolan. Are you coming?
Yeah, we're coming. Mm. Maureen.
Yes.
Snap out of it, Maureen. Snap out of it. Now isn't the time. Maureen, look at me. Look at me. And I take it by the shoulder. Look at me. It was the right thing to do. You did a good thing.
Yes.
That man deserved to die.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Did you see the look on his face? Well, it was on the doctor's face, really.
I think it's on all our faces now. Now, come on,
pull yourself together. You're right.
Pull yourself together. You got something you can have a drink of? Got anything left?
Oh, I don't know.
Stop laughing.
Did I have that? I mean,
it's not funny.
I do drink a lot, but I don't know if I have anything on me.
I tell you what, my instinct is to slap her very hard, but instead, I just rather brusquely go through her clothes, looking to see if she's got a... Yeah, and I think there is a bit of unnecessary sort of physical grabbing.
Oh, easy, Thomas, easy.
Not in a sexual way at all. More in a sort of, stop laughing, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, and I keep saying, stop laughing, just stop laughing. And it's at that point that I realise I don't know where, even though I've passed my sanity check at some point, and then I see that I've left the fiddle just there on the top of the stair. And I grab the fiddle, and I grab her coat or her jacket, and I say, just pull it together. We're going down now. We've got to find Esther. Do you need me to slap you around the face?
As he says that, your hysteria starts to subside.
No, Thomas, I'm...
And the reality of what happened.
Thomas, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, and I pull her in close to me.
Oh, God.
I pull her in close to the...
Oh, God.
Because I was fat, but I'm not fat anymore. I'm just sort of big and a bit skeletal. And I pull her in close, and I feel how weak I am. She feels like a bird in my ribcage.
Flaky bird.
I hold her for just 1 second, and then I let go, and I don't look back at her, I just start walking downstairs.
That's right. Time to get Esther.
Is the doctor doing anything in that moment?
I've sort of torn off a strip of my white doctor's coat, which has been something of a badge of pride for me, the fact that I still got my white doctor's coat, but
well, it's not white anymore, but yeah,
stench is so bad, I think I've torn off this strap so I can tie it around my nose and mouth as a sort of rudimentary scarf. So I think I've done that by the time they join me.
So you carry on walking down the steps. It's very wet here and slick and slippy. Seeing as you're how are you moving down the stairs? Are you cautious or are you quick? Are you normal?
I think I'm pretty cautious.
I think it's cautious. We don't know what this...
Because I know there's going to be, down a few steps down, there's going to be a body to step over, so I'm sort of looking out for that.
For all of my fervour to see his dead body, I think I'm still pretty cautious, because this is...
Yeah.
All that musculature is so horrific and unreal. Yeah.
Yeah, and for all of my fervour and wanting to get to Esther, there's also half of me that is expecting the worst sight of my life, so I'm actually not in a hurry.
In that case, I just need dex rolls with regular successes.
Oh, dear.
68 on my 60.
Is this something we can push?
Yeah.
I definitely want to push mine, because my dex is 70.
Yeah.
I've rolled a 95, which seems very unreasonable.
I've rolled a 90 on my 50.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, you've rolled them very badly.
Maybe we should all push our rolls.
I think either we all push them, or... just the person at the front, because otherwise we're going to knock into each other anyway.
So if I'm at the front, I say, well, it's pretty slick down here. I suggest we hold hands like climbers, rope together.
Jesus, as my foot goes out from under me, and I grab for your hand.
Oh, yes.
So I think we all link hands.
Are we making a group joint push?
A group decision to push the roll. Yeah,
I mean, come on, fair? It's a 50. We're basically rolling on a group 50.
Yeah. Okay. So we've all joined hands, steadied ourselves, and then I say, we'll have to step together. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, 59 on a 60.
Ooh.
Fucking hell.
I've rolled an extreme success on mine.
I've rolled an 18 on a 50.
Amazing.
Oh, what a sick one off. I could have ruined everything.
Sick of 59.
You all feel your feet go and you catch yourselves. And yeah, you begin descending. Now, the smell down here gets really bad. And eventually, you come across the cellars proper, where You've still got a light source, haven't you? You've still got the lantern.
I've got my lantern.
I think I'm now holding the lantern.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've got one too. Yeah.
The lantern illuminates the surface of this flooded cellar. It looks like it's probably about 4 foot deep. It looks dirty, bile-like, mixed with, you know, feculence. There's a thickness and a lumpiness to it. There's all kinds of what looks like organic matter bobbing around in it. And, of course, as you get to the foot of the steps, there is the face-down corpse of Roscoe Malloy just floating on the surface, gliding through this viscous mire of shit. Can you all give me constitution rolls? The doctor can have a bonus die for his face guard.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think whatever the outcome of this, seeing him with the face guard is probably going to make me copy that if I can, but... 59. What's my constitution? Probably not good. My constitution's 50, so not great.
Yeah. Amazingly, I've passed that. Constitution 40, 13. It's a hard success.
Passed as well. Thanks. Thank you for my bonus die.
So you managed to hold firm, the two of you. But Maureen, you just start vomiting uncontrollably.
It
happens really fast. That sort of involuntary projectile. Sudden. And you spray onto the corpse of Roscoe Malloy.
Oh, God.
The sort of coffee ground sick that is all that's left in you. Until you're just dry heaving. And then you manage to pull yourself back together.
I'll wipe my mouth and look about and say, there's going to be a Dianoga in here, isn't there? And I look for something to tear off my clothes.
I think I'd tear off another couple of strips of the coats of my arm and give them both a lab coat face mask.
Oh, lovely.
That's good, because I was about to try and take my... Chivalrically, I was going to try and take my shirt off. So I'd just be in vest and coat. I think this is...
Nice.
It's
your Mr. Darcy moment.
Yeah, I accept that.
Maybe that's the image you want to...
Wading out of the lake of shit.
Wading through the lake.
Yeah. Oh, the inverse of... Yeah.
Perfect.
Poop and... And pancreatic juices. It's not exactly Pride and Prejudice, but what's the best I could do? Poop and pancreas?
Bile and Prejudice, yeah.
Bile and Prejudice.
It's up there.
Mm.
That's
we got both of those.
Bile and feculent?
No, lovely.
Feculent, fat, anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, so long as it's acceptable that we've basically destroyed your lab coat, your precious lab coat.
Yeah. But it's a sleeveless lab coat. It's quite a good look, actually.
So you look like the Hulk. You've just ripped off, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll mask up.
Yeah, likewise.
Reluctantly, because of course I don't think Thomas Dolan really believes in those kind of
that kind of things,
but only the weak get ill.
And then sort of cast the light from the lantern around.
The sound of vomiting alerts something in the cellars. The cellar stretches down the length of the house, but you can see probably just about in your lamplight there are two side cellars. And somewhere down there you hear a voice, and it is your daughter's voice. She says,
"Hello? Someone there? Help? I can't stay up here much longer. Please."
"That's right, that's right. It's Mummy, it's Maureen. You hold on there just for one moment.
Ma,
we're coming to help you." And I start wading through the shit, fully aware that the trash compactor monster from the Star Wars film is gonna wrap around my leg and suck me under the surface.
So you say it's about 4 foot deep, the liquid is 4 foot deep.
Mm.
So I guess that's like armpit, right?
Is it burning in the same way, that liquid from the...
Not immediately. Not as extremely, but it...
Diluted.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. And it's really disgusting.
So she's faster than me, so I don't have a chance to stop her. Doc, are you letting that happen? You've got lightning fast reflexes, right?
Yeah. I think I take her arm and I say, "Maureen, let me go. Let me go."
"Not with those wounds, Doc. You can't."
"No. I'll just be a moment.
I want to do it, but... How you doing? Maureen, how you doing?"
"I'll shout if I need help. I'll be fine. Stay out of the water.
I think with this moment of pause, is there anything along the sides of the room? Are there any sort of rugose, muscular patches that seem to suggest that it would be kind of a walkway round or anything like that?
No, it's the cellar is flooded.
It's just a flooded cellar.
It seems to be consistently 4 foot deep.
Listen. Maureen. Dolan. When I was... I don't want to go into too much detail, but when I was taking a look at Priestley this morning, it was one of those things that Malloy was talking about. One of those eggs. I think it got inside me. Got inside my hand. I know that I haven't got much time left.
Straight.
There's nothing I can do.
You got to stay here. You got to be ready to go and get Billy. I'll go with you, Maureen. We'll go fast. We'll get her.
No,
we'll bring her back.
We'll
go in the car together to the hospital.
I'm saying my time is up. Let me.
Well, then we all go. We all go, and I'll promise you that I'll take Billy. Then we all go. But those wounds, you're the doc. Surely, and I look at it, and you see me nearly be sick, just looking at these sort of like blisters on your shins. It's like there's exposed muscle at one point, and I can see sort of a trouser mixed with flesh.
He's right, Doc.
Surely you shouldn't go in there.
We're going to need your help.
One of us should stay up here. Just in case. If the two of us don't... we'll come back. We'll come back. Right, Maureen? We'll come back.
Yes, and I in my head, I'm... because I was wading already, I'm hearing this, but I'm calling back. I imagine I'm still slightly ahead, if that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Unless he's going to physically stop you.
Yeah.
No, so reluctantly, I am persuaded, and I back off, and I sit on the step.
I think I in a moment of inspiration, as it seems to me at the time, Dolan says, besides, I'm no good with a gun. You keep an eye. Oh, yeah, but you haven't got a fucking gun, have you? Wait, what about his gun? And is Malloy there still, or has he drifted away?
Oh.
We grab the
body.
We grab the tails of his coat. And pull him back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think at that, I'm galvanized and I go for him.
Roscoe's body.
I go for his fucking clothes.
Let me get this straight. Are you still stood on the stairs or have you waded in?
No, I think I'm now wading in.
Fine. So who's currently in the water? Just Dolan and Frayn.
Oh, he's calling it water. Bless you. That's nice of you.
Kind of.
The liquid. Okay.
Effluvia.
So, yeah, you managed to get hold of him. It's not difficult to grab hold of him.
I drag him back. Has he got a gun in his hand still?
That would be a luck roll.
A group luck roll or...
Yeah, sure.
No, I think you're the one looking.
I mean, I'm on 16. That's...
I'm on 12.
Okay, I am the one looking. Yeah. We can't play it. I mean, let's face it, it's a 16% chance. Let's try. That's a 79. Nothing in his hand.
Nothing in his hand.
Shit.
Nothing in his hand. So you'd have to... search down in the water, in the liquid.
No.
But what I will say is that you also managed to touch him near his stomach, and your hand kind of, you can feel that you could phase into him if you pulled his shirt open. There's a hollowness underneath the clothes.
Christ.
I think I pull back away.
You haven't experienced that before, have you?
No. There's a discussion as to whether I might have witnessed some of that through the windows of the car, which we never dealt with at the time.
Yeah.
But
I think I saw it happening.
I think it was private. Yeah, I think I was outside the car when I was looking for tracks. So, no. So, Santi roll?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it... well, what I'd ask Storm is, does it feel like something's just eaten it away? Or does it... does it feel
potentially?
Because maybe your sanity roll will tell you that.
Because my instant reaction was something's just burst out of him. He's got something in him.
Well, you'd have to open his,
which
shirt.
Is horrific, right? So it's all sanity loss, but
yeah.
Oh, I just passed one, all for a fucking gun, which is going to be pointless. But they're such talismans, aren't they? That's the thing. Oh my god, 22. I pull back. Shit. Shit, his stomach's blown open.
That was a pass, was it?
Pass.
So unfortunately, you still lose 1 point of sanity.
I've lost 6 from 40, which is still okay.
Are you insane?
I am not. Insane. I'm not. I'm the
but
one
not.
Who isn't. I lost 5 in a single, which is why the bout of madness occurred. But
he's not indefinite.
I've not reached the indefinite yet. But so soon. my friends. Oh, no, so sick.
Good things come to those who wait.
Did something come out of him? One of those things, Doc? Is that what it is?
I think maybe I know what he's just felt, but I don't want to tell him, and I say, I think that's maybe what it is. Just watch yourselves out there.
Okay, you too, Doc. And then she's gone so far ahead of me already now that I've got stressed about it, so I'll just plunge after her as best I can.
Mm.
Feeling very weak.
Okay, so Maureen...
I've just been wading towards the sound this whole time.
So to your left, you see something bumps into you. You see it's a wine bottle, a half-empty wine bottle that's just bobbing in the liquid. And you see a few of them. And the first side cellar you see is full of wine racks that are sort of rotting, and wine bottles have sort of cascaded out.
What would an alcoholic do about that, I wonder?
Oh, wow.
Wine bottles floating in a sea of shit.
Well, technically, the trait says drinking a little more than is good for you when you can get hold of liquor.
Ah.
So I think there's a difference between that and grabbing shit-covered bottles out of...
I thought you were a socialite. I thought you were a socialite, not an actor.
Yeah, exactly. As I've been wading forwards, I will certainly have my gun out again. Maybe my hand's shaking a bit because of what's just happened by it. I'm not an idiot, you know? Yeah, but I'm heading towards wherever that voice came from.
She's close. She's close now. She's close.
Yeah.
Can you give me a luck roll?
Yes, I can. Have I lost any luck? No, I didn't spend it, did I?
Maureen.
Well, that's a 72 on my 20 luck, so that's not great.
Maureen.
I'm here.
You suddenly feel very strange. You lose 10 power and 10 luck.
What the holy fuck?
It's like something... You feel this ennui wash over you.
Oh, shit.
Like something just drained out of you.
I think... Well, if it's... Can I get a reaction?
Yeah.
I sort of... Maybe I stumble slightly, or like sort of stop slightly, and then... I think I do try and will myself to keep moving forwards, even though I'm feeling this thing, but I do say again, Esther, where are you? Mummy's coming.
I'm here, but... Mom. Mom.
And does it sound like it's coming from the same direction?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting nearer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think probably within about a minute, you manage to wade far enough that you can see into the second side cellar.
Yeah.
Where it has been turned into a kind of like makeshift jail cell. There are two cells, barred cells. One is empty. The other, you can just see above the water, a bunk bed's been turned on its end and sat on top of that, trying to keep out of the water, is Esther. She's covered in this like black liquid. She's absolutely drenched. And you lose 2 hit points from your exposure to the burning acidic liquid.
Fucking hell.
Is this both of us, or at the moment am I just far enough behind that this just hasn't caught up with me yet?
Well, my next question is, what are you doing? Are you still...
Well, I was trying to follow her.
Oh, well, in that case, if you're going all the way...
Yeah, I'm trying to go with her.
I need a luck roll, first of all.
I'll say there's still a distance between us, but yeah. If this is the first check I've had to do, it might not be as bad for... I don't know.
Oh, God. That is a 17 or a 16.
Ooh, that's nasty. What I mean.
That's fucking horrible.
So it's close. The gods were with me, but they left me. They left me wanting. So 10 and 10?
Mm. You lose 10 power and 10 luck.
I mean, look, it wouldn't be an effective metaphor for poverty and the rich draining the economy if it wasn't hopeless, utterly hopeless.
Jesus God. There's something wrong. There's something wrong in here. Maureen, can you feel that? Doc?
Yes. I'm going to bring Esther.
I'm, as you say, I'm going to bring Esther. I was just going to sort of say that I am in this dark island between these two lights.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got no light there.
I sort of feel this sort of fading of all of my power and sense of self in this filth.
Mm.
And I think back to the realization that of the Tillinghast resonator. I'm just reading this little fragment of that thing that I read in this little... There was a report that one of my boffins brought to me when I was asking for science research on the best way to maximize my textile sales about 4 years ago. It was also innocent. And they talked about the fading of the colors and yet the intensity of the colors as perceived by using this weird technology. And I think... I feel like I'm a fading colour. I feel like I'm fading out of existence. And I'm sort of slumping in, and then I spur myself forward, but giddy like I'm about to collapse.
That reminds me, actually, Maureen, because of your bout of madness, you gain a Cthulhu mythos point.
Oh, good. I'm sure that'll come in handy. No, thanks.
6%.
But as I shout back, as you're having that moment in the darkness, I shout back, I'm going to bring Esther, but I'm feeling quite weak. We might need to pass her. Forwards, shout back to the doctor. I'm going to bring her now. Now I guess it is the doctor's turn, actually. It's not me at all. I just wanted to say that's what I was saying. I know what I want to do next.
But... Thomas Dolan, however, loses 2 hit points.
As Dannon was very kindly trying to distract you from that, wasn't he?
I would never be that. I would never be that sneaky.
What is the doctor doing? Having a drink.
Yeah, he's sitting on the dock of the bay. He has just sat on the edge of the step, seeing this shit sea washing back and forth, lapping.
This corpse.
Lapping on the...
Slowly drifts further away.
Bobbing around.
Face down.
With his Mont Blanc fountain pen just sort of twiddling it between his fingers.
Oh, the tragic.
Thinking of what could have been, what was... Thinking of Billy.
You've had a Mont Blanc this whole time?
Yeah.
Look at the guilt of the liberal elites. It's all about Brexit.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Twiddling your Mont Blanc fountain pen while Britain fills with shit.
Yeah. But I think I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting on the bottom step. What else can I do? Just hoping that they'll come back. I think maybe I'm counting. I'm just counting seconds, thinking, how long do I give them? 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly.
is that gurgling in your stomach just your stomach, or is it,
just gas?
Yeah.
It's just gas, really.
He did look at my stomach. Now you mention it. He did look at my stomach. Maybe I put my hand to my own stomach.
You can feel like you could put your hand through your stomach.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not new. I experienced that with Billy.
It didn't go so well that time, did it? Isn't that where you first lost your hit points?
I just dip a finger in to my stomach.
Yeah.
What do I feel?
You can feel your own internal organs.
Does it hurt?
No. Well, it's not comfortable. It's not excruciating, but it's unpleasant.
Can you feel the cotton wool that he shoved up there earlier?
Yes.
I mean, it's incredibly disconcerting, but I've experienced it before with Billy, so I think actually I focus on it in that weird way. You know, when you feel, when you're really unwell, you just sort of like hyper-focus on exactly what it is you're feeling.
It's like a sore throat.
On exactly where the pain is. Like, is it an appalling headache or is it nausea? Like, where is it? So I hyper-focus on what I'm feeling with my hand and I move it around and I start remembering my anatomy, and I'm like, large intestine,
God,
liver, pancreas, gallbladder.
Your hand falls on something that is not an internal organ. It's moving.
You had to
grab the cunt. Grab it.
Yeah.
Well, pass your sanity roll, then grab the cunt.
If it's
If
it's still my go, I definitely try and grab it.
Fucking hell, he's gonna fist himself to death.
You pull from your body, this lamprey-like, grey-white, amorphous thing with a mouth, and you just pull it out of your stomach.
Good going.
It's not as big as the one you took out of Billy, but it's unpleasant, and it writhes in your hand.
I whack it on the step, like trying to brain a fish, you know, when you try and knock a fish out.
Yeah.
And I just do that repeatedly until it goes still, if it does, thumping its head against the step.
That's what he thinks he's doing.
That's what I think I'm doing.
And maybe it is what he's doing.
So yeah, you take this thing out of your stomach and you start bashing it. Yeah, give me a fighting brawl roll.
Oh, wow. Is it going to knock him out?
It's going to fight back.
It might slide back into him.
It's not happy.
No.
I'm on the wrist.
And lampreys are pure muscle, aren't they?
Fail on my brawl. Certainly not something I'm inclined to push.
And you can't spend the luck.
Luckily, it rides around and tries to bite you, but fails. But it's still alive, because you haven't managed to smash... You've probably hit it a bit, but not enough to do sort of damage.
That is literally what it's like with it. It's you can't.
Yeah. It's sort of bucking and trying to get at you, and you're trying to hit it, and it's just not working.
It's almost like living things don't want to die.
God knows what you could hear and what you think I'm doing, but that's what I'm doing. Do you need to go back to the others?
What do you mean? What are you actually doing?
Oh, no, as in us, like, because we're in a distance, so we can't...
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's like he's possibly doing one of the most intricate suicides, because it would probably look like he's pulled his own intestines out and is flagellating them on.
Yeah, you can just... I think you can probably just hear this weird, like, groaning and fapping.
Yeah. This kind of figure in this...
Like a farewell to arms. Just well, like one still, last. You could just one see last like a, hurrah.
An act of onanism.
He's at it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Upon the shit lake.
Yeah. One last hurrah.
Flapping upon the shit lake.
The last salute. Yeah, so Maureen, you've reached the cage with your daughter in, and she's reaching you, trying to reach you through the bars. The bars are too narrow to get her through. There is a door.
I'm assuming the door's locked.
It looks it.
I've been walking to the door.
Yeah, it's got a big lock on it.
Because, I mean, you don't just walk in a straight line like an NPC in, like, a 90s video game. I've been, like, you know, I'm aiming for the door. I'll give it a tiny tug. If not, I'll say, stand back, and I'll fire at the lock.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Let's have a...
I'm keeping count of my bullets, by the way. I'll be out soon, but I... firearms, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I fumble this and shoot my daughter, at least I've got one left to kill myself.
Fucking hell.
That's a 53. No. Can you imagine? 53 on my 60.
Bang.
Bang. Bang.
Nice. Yes, so you break the lock.
Quote of the season, possibly for you, Dana. That one. Truly Lovecraftian.
And the door swings open slightly.
Is she still on the bunk?
Yeah. She's reaching down to you.
Yeah, so I take her in my arms if I have time, and I instantly start wading back towards Thomas. I'm aware at this point, I feel like I'm aware that I'm not going to last much longer in this water, but as long as I keep her out of the water, that's the main thing, and that's why I shouted that back to them, and that's why with the three of us, we might get her out. We'll have to get her out.
And I think I've just reached the bottles as they go past, and I see the girl in her arms, and I just instinctively say, is there anything there to help us with all this shit? Anything?
But like a plug? I do, as I'm, because I'm basically just marching back as quickly as I can, but I do have a glance about just to see if there's anything obvious I'm...
Well, I thought, like, could you have used the... I suppose, really, it's Chance's 1980s problem-solving mind going, has Dorwood written in an aspect of that fucking bed kept her alive, right? So could we float her out? Like, maybe we can get the girl back to the dock, even if we can't make it.
Yeah, I was thinking about floating.
JC, so now JC is offering to you, because I think emotionally you don't have any consciousness of that, right? But now Dolan is saying to you, is there anything in there? Is there anything that can help?
It's hard to tell.
But he's not really making progress. He's willing to turn back.
She was on the bed, but in all honesty, I think momentum is the only thing keeping her going.
Let's get the hell out of here.
I think I'm marching towards you specifically.
So I'll
And I say, Thomas...
I'll wait. I'll die for them. I'll die for them and I'll wait.
No, but I might need you to take her in a moment.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
But you're 10 yards away from me, I'm imagining, so I'm just waiting, thinking, this is going to fucking suck me dry.
As you close the distance, Maureen, you lose 2 hit points.
Yeah, there we go.
You're dead.
Fuck me. Okay, I'm on 1 hit point now.
Fucking hell. Get out!
So glad you told me not to get in the water.
Yeah.
Thomas Dolan, you are with Maureen and...
She's made it.
Esther. They've made it to the midpoint. She's not looking well. It looks like all the blood's drained out of her.
Well, I'm strong, but I'm not tough, and I just scoop her up, and I move. So she's holding the girl, I'm holding her. Strength 60, do you want a strength check?
Oh, Thomas.
No, I think it's fine.
Come on.
But what I will tell you is, you lose 2 hit points.
I was in the best shape of us all, though.
You wade closer to the doctor, who is wrestling with something. Doctor, what?
I'm still,
what are you trying to do now?
Thumping it against the wall.
what are you doing with the fish? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's have another fighting brawl roll, then.
Oh, that's a fail again.
How much luck have you got? Oh, 12. Fuck, yeah.
I know I can't let it go in the water, because then it'll get one of them.
It bites you. It gets hold of you and it bites you.
Motherfucker. Oh, Christ. Not the doc. Not right now.
Well, he was going to die from it. So he's... This is a great...
Oh, you're very lucky. Scott's done you a favour there. You lose 1 hit point.
Oh, that's the first aid.
First aid.
It's Maury's first aid.
That's the first aid, guys.
That leaves me on 1 hit point.
Do you hold on to it still, or do you let it go?
I hold on to it, and I say, as it bites me, I kind of push it against the wall and just try and hold it. I'm picturing me like on the corner of the bottom of a flight of stairs, and I'm wedged up against the wall, pressing this thing against the wall so that there is room for people to pass me by on the inside of the stair. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Heroic.
I'm with you.
Heroic suicides.
I say, you've got to get past me. Don't get near this thing.
Okay. Thomas, can you...
You reach the stairs.
So we reach it without any more hit point loss? I think it's all I can do to just drop you on the on the stair.
Of course.
I'm breathing hard. Desperately trying to get out of this filth. Desperately trying to stay away from the dock. There's like a kind of narrow landing.
I think I immediately pop Esther down with one arm. We're still holding her on that corner of the steps. And I hold on to you with one hand and try and help you out of the water. So, Thomas, quick.
It must have come out of him.
Yes. Doc, we need to get Esther up there and then we'll help you.
Go, the two of you go up.
Go, take her.
Esther, can you walk? Can you walk?
Yeah.
She's very weak, but she can just about stand up.
Don't worry, we're about to get out of here. And I sort of follow, like, literally just behind her, just guiding her up the steps.
I'm going to try and... I've got a 45% chance on brawl to try and grab this thing.
Uh-huh. Oof.
45%, I mean, like, that's not good. But that's the best I've got to try and save the doc.
Go! Help Maureen. I'll hold this here as long as I can. Just get to the car with Maureen, Esther, and Billy.
But if I'm helping him, if I help him, am I able to get a bonus die for holding onto it and fighting it and trying to smack it together?
Yes.
So I think I say, Maureen, go. We can do this together, Doc. We can do this. And I put the fiddle on the stairs.
So I've got it pinned to the wall.
And I grab its head and I try and smash its head against the rock.
Give me a fighting brawl.
All comes down to this. Now I've got 6 luck left, though, guys, so I can spend 6 luck on this rock.
Oh, you're laughing.
That is an 18. My second 18 of the night. That's a hard success.
Yes, mate.
It writhes and tries to bite you, but fails. And as it sort of rights itself from the attempt, you bring it against the wall hard, and its head makes contact. What passes for a head? You can roll for damage.
Which is 1d3 plus 1d4. 4 and a 2 is 6.
It goes limp. You're not sure if it's dead or not, but it's not moving.
Fucking throw a duck!
I do. I hurl it as far as I can into the...
Yeah.
The shit ocean.
Shit. Miasma.
But I think I do... I slump onto the steps. My hand does reach out for the fiddle. I grab the fiddle again. But I just slump and I'm breathing hard. It's taking a lot out of me, that.
So you're running out up the stairs, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know about running, but staggering.
Sure.
maybe helping each other. Yeah.
You crawl out of the stairwell.
The two of us are pulling each other. Yeah.
Back into the kitchen.
Maureen? Maureen? Is she there?
I'm here. I think I waited. As soon as we were out of that cavern, I think I waited and took my face mask. No, I leave my face mask on, but I'm comforting Esther as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I'm here. Well, let's get out to Billy. Let's get out to the car. We need to try and get them to some sort of help. Are you both all right? Thank you so much.
What about her? I just look at the doc, knowing he isn't all right, but hoping he'll make it. He looks even worse than when I last saw him.
Yeah.
What about her? You,
Doc, do you...
Esther, you all right?
You have anything on you?
My medical bag is in the car.
Let's get it back.
I have 2 shots left. And I load my revolver. Hopefully we won't need them, and I try and pick up... If I've got the strength to, I pick up Esther again and go with them. Towards the front door, or back out the door we came through, probably more likely. Imagine we're closer to that.
There is a back door from the kitchen into the garden.
I just say, hold on! And I see if I can... I try the... Is there a tap? Is there running water in the kitchen?
There's a tap and a sink.
I'd like to turn the tap to see if there's any running water.
Something that could be water comes out.
Does it smell like water?
It smells a bit more like, internal. Smells...
Not like water.
No. It smells like bad water.
Like tap water in Provence.
Yeah. Or piss.
Yeah.
All that, yeah. Same thing.
But, I mean, well, piss is sterile. I'm wondering whether even piss or pus or whatever it is would be better than these guys being covered with shit. Whether they should have a little rinse down, but maybe not.
There's nothing we can do about that now, I think. Maybe we can strip as much of it off as we can in the grasses or something. Not in the spider grasses.
Yeah. I know that I need to hose them down, ideally, because they're like absolutely coated and...
Caked in feculence.
Infectious.
I mean, the girl is covered in it, right? We need to hose her.
Yeah,
we need to hose her down, so
yeah,
we need to
yeah.
get somewhere else for that.
Okay, so...
So I forget that.
Forget that.
Good instincts.
Back out of the kitchen. You say there's a back door in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I try that as well.
It's open. And it opens out into the outdoor area to the west of the house. You can see the lake in the distance. The orchard.
Is there any... I'm just thinking now. I'm thinking on a sort of... I'm on a sort of a railway track in my mind. Is there any, like... other sources of light that, or potential light in here, or anything like oil or petrol or anything like that?
Not in the kitchen so much.
No. The priority is to get the kids out, but I was just thinking, like, anything that could potentially... a fire could be set to destroy this place.
You found your daughter and you're still alive, so
that's
far.
The main thing. So, exactly.
Well, you saw the drums of diesel in the engine room, in the generator sheds.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I did, but that's a while away, and it's through spider-infested grass, and
diesel isn't the most effective.
It's not.
Flammable liquid.
And neither's, like, white spirit or anything you could find in the kitchen, really. So, I think I abandon that idea. It flashes through my head, and then I... immediately say, let's go, get to the car.
I agree.
So satisfying to burn this giant fucker, but, you know, yeah, that would be like, that would be pushing all sorts of luck.
As you step out of the kitchen, back kitchen door, can you all give me a listen roll?
Well, I mean, don't give up on the thought, Danan, that's all I'm saying. Just
No.
I can't hear a thing.
I didn't hear anything.
I can hear my own breathing and not much else.
Fine.
Shit.
Let's just get out of here.
Yes.
You run down to the car, and, yeah, Billy's there. He's not looking very well, but he's more or less how you left him. Obviously, Roscoe Malloy's parked just in front of you.
Maybe check his car quickly, see if there's...
Yeah, good thinking.
It's more reliable, or if there's...
Good thinking.
Any weaponry in there?
I dash over to the car.
Hmm.
But I do cast an eye out the driveway itself as I run the short distance from one car to the other. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that far, was it?
You can't see any lights because it's quite dark, so headlights would stand out. As for Roscoe Malloy's Silver Phantom, I think he drives. There's not so much in the cab, but there in the boot or the trunk, you do find quite a lot of rope, some more sackcloth bags, the sort you'd carry potatoes in, but empty. And you find some rubber gloves and some forceps.
Rubber gloves and forceps. Just like you said. Hey, Doc. Should we take this car? Can you move, Billy? Or is it too risky?
No, I think we can move.
Drop rubber gloves in here. Forceps, just like you said.
Remind me, when I reached into Billy's stomach, did I pull that creature out? Or did it just sort of bite me from in there and then...
I think it bit you from in there.
We didn't remove anything from him.
Don't think so.
No, it went into you back at the Hooverville, didn't it?
Well, yeah, like an egg went into me there, but then something bit me when I was examining Billy.
So, presumably he's got one in. I've got one. Well, we don't know this, but
yeah, I say, I think I can move him, and I go to the back seat and say, Billy. Billy, can you hear me?
Where am I?
Now, can I... My hands don't phase through every bit of him, right? Like, if I was to try and take him by the shoulders or him...
Yeah, that seems fine. Yeah, seems fine.
Seems to be a particularly gastric phenomenon.
Yeah.
Hauntingly.
How many of us are there?
Including the parasites?
Three adults,
roll
two
seven,
children, right?
Roll seven.
And then...
No, what?
Three adults, two children, several parasites.
Several unknown.
Children count towards parasites.
I know.
Yeah.
Is I mean, I don't really care which car.
I don't really care which parasites I take. What?
I don't care which car I go in. I take the forceps and the rubber gloves.
But I'm thinking, like, one is a stolen car, one isn't. It will be shortly, but less known.
Yeah, okay, good point. Yeah, okay. So I lift Billy onto the back seat of Roscoe's car, and then I...
Also, it's a better car.
I sort of squeeze into the back seat with Billy and the rubber gloves and the forceps, and I say, can you three all fit in the front?
Yeah, you take...
Yeah.
You take the girl, I'll drive.
Well, yes, I was going to say, Esther, you could sit on Thomas's lap, but yes, if you're sure.
No, you're right. You know how to drive,
Well, we might a good 50%.
Well, yeah, we might need your ability. We might need your...
Just fucking drive.
Okay.
And I take the girl. I take the girl. Have you ever killed a big fish that way? It's much harder than you think.
You've got to get it really right. Otherwise,
it's much harder than you think.
I had to do it in Whitby. I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, some middle-class woman came up to me and handed me a live fish and said, can you kill this for me? Because my friends will they'll take the piss out of me. So this like grown woman handed me, a nine-year-old, this fish and told me to bash his head in.
Kill this fish for me at once.
Kill this nine-year-old. No.
It was, yeah.
Where are you?
Oh, God.
What do you mean, marbles with Derek? Kill this fish.
Basically that. Yeah.
Yes.